And your business, you were...
Window cleaning, two and a half years ago.
So, first house, how much did you agree to buy it for?
£29,500. Raised a bit of finance for a loan, which then paid for the house.
You've now got a house that's worth, what, £85,000? How much you rented for?
£585 a month.
And what do you make a month profit?
About £350 a month.
Damn! How many properties have you got in total?
I've got 8 in total.
Did you own any houses before joining the academy?
No.
So in 7 years, you're going to have £84,000.
So you're talking from one deal, I could have sold it and made £3,000, but I've made £210,000. So
the government and the banks are printing billions of pounds. If you can't get your hands on £29,000, you need shooting.
It was £152,500 purchase price. Currently cash flowing about £5,000 a month, passive income.
That's like financial freedom from one deal. So Scott, how does it feel to be a property millionaire?
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, it's amazing. I thought it's been a good journey. Now I'm here, it's better than I thought it'd be.
So you started with nothing?
Yep.
Where did you grow up?
In a council estate in Leicester called Ayres Monsell.
And now not only you're a property millionaire, but you're also an author?
Yep.
The best version of you, what does that mean?
So it just means, is starting from the bottom of like a personal development journey and then becoming the best version of you. So yeah, just getting the best out of yourself. So whether that's work-wise or personally or with your family, it's just getting the best version from yourself.
Love that, man. So when you started in property, how did you finance your first deal? Because it was an incredible little peach of a house in Grimsby. Could you talk me through how you financed it and how you've now grown that first little small house into an empire?
So yeah, I had no money at the start. So I found the deal and then I raised a bit of finance for a loan. Got 15K and then I got a joint venture partner in on it. And about a month before I was going to complete, they dropped out. But luckily at the time, there was all this coronavirus stuff and it worked out really well for me because I got a loan through my business, which then paid for the house and paid for a bit of the refurb and got the money back on the refinance. And
okay. So, and your business, you were, what were you doing?
Window cleaning.
Okay. So you're window cleaning in Leicester.
Yeah.
You decide you want to build a property portfolio and become a property millionaire.
Yeah.
This was only, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago. Two and a half years ago.
First house, how much did you agree to buy it for and what was the condition of the house?
So it was run down, a lady had passed away, so it had not been refurbed in a long time, and the purchase price was £29,500.
£29,000, but you didn't have the money to buy it still?
No, I still didn't have
You were skint, that's what we call skint, man.
Yeah, broke. Yeah, I literally calling all my mates up when I got the deal accepted and was like, do you want to go off? So you got some money? And everyone was like, no. And then one of my mates was like, yeah. And then, like I say, he went to, a month before, he went to buy his own house and was like, look, I need to put the money towards that. I can't do it no more. So I was like, shit, where am I going to get the rest of the money? But like I say, just having faith and persisting with it, the money came out of thin air and managed to buy it. And
well, yeah, because you can get loans.
Yeah.
I mean, when people say to me, I can't afford to get into property, I'm like, you might not be able to afford it. But the government and the banks are printing billions of pounds. If you can't get your hands on £29,000, you need shooting.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, come on. So yeah. You got a loan.
Yeah, definitely.
How much interest did you have to pay on a loan?
I don't know exactly. I think it's like 10%. Not even be that. Yeah, it might even be less because at the time the interest rates were bottoming out. So
yeah, but even 10%, that's quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
So if you're borrowing £29,000, you have to pay £2,900 every year.
Yeah.
Back to the lender. So you buy it for £29,000.
Yeah.
How much did you have to spend on it?
About another £29,000. So to be fair, because it was my first BRR, I made a few little mistakes on it, which I've learnt from and obviously won't do it in the future. And really it should have been about a 20K, early 20K refurb.
Yeah.
But it was a bit more, learn from your mistakes, move on.
What we teach, as you know, is we teach start small. And every deal will do bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Because if you start on your first project and it's a piece of land and you're trying to build 10 houses and you don't know anything about property development, you've never done a refurb, you don't know how to handle project. No, because you'll make mistakes.
Yeah.
You always make mistakes on your first projects. I'd rather make mistakes on a £29,000 house than on a £2.9 million building site. So you started small. You obviously had the support and the mentoring of myself and the team.
Yeah.
You bought it for 29, you spent £29,000 on it. Once you'd refurbed it, and how did you get the money for the refurb?
So I was literally working like 7 days a week. So I'd go like, I was doing the refurb myself as well, but I was like working 7 days a week. So I'd do window cleaning 4 days, which would bring me money in to pay for the refurb and then go up there for a few days. So yeah.
So you just sort of like paid it out of dribs and drabs, what you were saving and throwing your money in.
I still had a little bit left for credit cards and stuff like that. So literally by the end of it, I was maxed out on everything, overdrafts, credit cards, loans. And I think if it had been like another month later of like getting finance and stuff, it would have been, I weren't far off thinking like, how am I going to pay next month's bills with like...
But you now pushed the value up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You've now got a house that's worth, what, 85 grand?
Yeah.
So now... What did you do? Presumably refinance.
Refinanced, yeah.
Talk me through, what does it mean to buy a house, refurb it and refinance it?
So obviously, yeah, but you buy a house below market value, you refurb it to push up the value, and then you remortgage it for a lender, and they'll give you a mortgage 75% of the new value. So as long as, yeah, you've added value to the property, you can pull all your money out sometimes.
So did you get back all that savings, all that money that you'd saved up?
Yeah.
Did you get all that back?
Most of it. I left like 5K in the deal. So yeah, pretty much all of it.
So you went, and the loan that you took off of the business loan, did you have enough to pay that back?
Yeah, yeah, I had enough to pay pretty much everything back.
So basically you ended up buying a house for like 5 grand?
Yeah.
And you rented it out?
Yeah.
How much you rented for?
585 a month.
And what do you make a month profit?
About 350 a month after all expenses on it.
So that was the beginning of your empire.
Yeah.
When you refinanced and pulled the money back, what did you then do with that money that you'd refinanced?
That money went towards buying a bed and breakfast in Cleethorpes, which is next to Grimsby. That's probably our best purchase so far. It was 152.5 grand purchase price. It's currently cash flowing positive. About 5K a month, passive income.
Damn!
Yeah.
That's like financial freedom from one deal.
Yeah, yeah, it's
sorry,
amazing.
How much do you pay for that house?
152.5 grand.
152.5, why so specific?
Because I negotiated down on it.
Yeah. Okay, so you bought it for 152.5 grand. How much did you have to put in as like a deposit and stuff?
About 35K.
And you used the money that you got from the refinance from the Grimsby house?
Yeah.
Okay, so you bought that, you put about 35 grand in.
Yeah.
Did you push the value up or was it already?
We've not actually like pushed the value up on that. So what we've done is just changed the not the model, but it's still a bed and breakfast model. We do it room by room. So I seen a video not long ago with Mo where he's done like a hotel sort of thing, and that's how we're doing that. So it's making 5 grand a month, like positive cash flow, but that's only 50% occupied because it's in the winter, it's in a seaside town. If we're getting in the summer and it gets to 100%, then it'd be 10 grand a month for making from it. So,
Damn. Yeah,
it's a really good deal. But that's kind of the reason I wanted to get into BRRs is because I know like your deal sourcing, your rent to rent's good cash flow. If you deal source and you sell a deal, you make 3 grand. Whereas like, say even the first deal we've just explained then, I've made 25 grand from the renovation. It makes 4 grand a month positive passive income. Over 25 years, four grand times 25, that's 100 grand. So then we're saying we've made 125 grand already. Within the 25 years as well, it's going to double. The price of the house is going to double.
Very likely.
So that's another 85 grand. So you're talking from one deal, that's 210 grand you've made. I could have sold it and made 3 grand, but I've made 210 grand. So that's kind of why I was like, right, BRR is the one for me. That's where I want to make all my money.
Yeah.
And then obviously you talk about the Cleethorpes one. If we're getting a commercial valuation on that, it's probably worth about 600K. I brought it for 150. So in 18 months time, I could refinance, pull, you know, triple my money out and still making 5 grand a month. It's an amazing deal.
What did you buy after Cleethorpes?
I'm doing a lease option at the minute on 4 flats. So the refurb on that's been about 30K so far. And it's going to be another 30K to do the bottom flat. And
how many properties have you got in total?
I've got 8 in total,
8.
Including the house we live in, yeah.
And you're doing a combination of buying houses, pushing the value up, refinancing, that's buy, refurbish, refinance.
Yeah.
And then you're doing lease option agreements.
Yeah.
How are you finding lease option agreements? What is a lease option agreement?
A lease option agreement is where you have an agreed purchase price in a certain amount of time, so for instance, like 5 years, and then you agree with the landlord a rent amount each month as well. So literally one I'm working on today, I'm speaking to a landlord, is 900 a month rent, and we're giving him 200 grand for the house, and that's what he wants, that's what it's on the market for, but in 7 years time, and then in the meantime, what we're going to do is HMO it for about 500 a room, it's 5 beds, so we'll bring in about 2.5K, pay him his 900 a month, make the profit, then the profit will accumulate over time and we'll buy the house with the profit that we've made.
Oh, mate. I'm excited about what you've done, bro.
Yeah, cheers,
and you
mate.
Look amazing as well.
Thank you.
So how did you do this? Like, what's the secret behind your success?
Just hard work, determination, is having belief in yourself. I know from the academy, you get the knowledge, which gives you the belief. And then it was like the first deal. It's like, well, I've learned this stuff now. I've got faith in Samuel, faith in the team. I'm just going to go out there and do it. Because there's a lot of time where like negative thoughts pop in and you're like, is this actually going to work? Is this house going to, you know, going to work? But just have faith, belief, hard work. With the academy and the training is like, the mindset it gives you as well is like incredible. Nothing phases me now. I'll go out and I'll look at like, even say £500,000 house and I'll be like, well, if it's good enough, how can I raise the money? Even like this week, we've raised £100,000 towards deals, which are in my pipeline. And, you know, a few years ago, that would be like, I wouldn't have even thought of it or wouldn't even like think that's possible. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, it's crazy.
And also you've successfully done deal sourcing. You've also done rent to rents.
Yeah.
You had a nice rent to rent, which you decided when COVID happened to give the keys back to. But how much were you making on that?
600 a month profit.
And where was it?
In Leicester.
And then you've also deal selling, like where, what's the, are you like one of these guys, I can imagine, are you like a passive deal seller? So if you find something that doesn't quite work for you, but it's still a good deal, you'll just pass it on to somebody else and take a few grand?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right.
I'm compliant, I've got a company and everything, and it's one of them where like, yeah, if I stumble across something that doesn't quite fit what I do, yeah, let's see if.
You'll make a few thousand.
Yeah.
But a lot of people though, Scott, they will flush deals down the drain. Because they don't understand deal selling. So they'll go out, they'll view a couple properties. It's like waiting for a bus. You know, you're waiting for a bus and you'll be waiting half an hour and then suddenly three buses come at once and you're like, oh,
yeah,
where
yeah.
were you when I needed you? I found in my experience that when you're looking for a deal, you're like 3 months, you're waiting and you wait. And then suddenly two, three, four deals all come at once. And most people will take the best and leave the others. Why not take the best and sell the others?
Yeah, exactly.
Or raise finance.
Yeah, true. That's it. That's what I'm kind of getting now is like, I'm edging more towards raising the finance because I've got the deals, I've got the evidence to back it up that I can do what I'm saying I'm doing. I've got the cash flow coming in. When it's like raising finance, it's like, well, it just makes sense because I could sell the deal and make £3,000 or I could buy the deal and make £200,000. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm thinking, let's just raise the finance.
But then there is also the argument of fast pound, slow pound.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because buy, refurbish, refinance is slow.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And if you ain't got cash coming in, then you run out of oxygen, your business.
Yeah.
So you need to sell some deals. And you've got your window cleaning, of course, which is fast pound. You've now got your serviced accommodation, your hotel, everything you've got. Also, your book. How much are you selling this for?
$7.99 that's selling for.
That's good, man.
Yeah, yeah.
From a real life experience of somebody that started doing nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And is it on Amazon?
It's on Amazon.
Scott Lyons.
Yeah.
Be the best for yourself. Get it on Amazon. Get it. So how did you get the money to even join the academy? Because you say you started with nothing, council estate, yada, yada. How did you join the academy? The academy is a big investment, bro.
So the first couple of grand I had in, do you know, one of them like help to buy ISA things.
Those terrible scams, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I joined like a course that was a couple of grand. And then in the meantime, I was like, I need to join the academy. So basically I just made it happen. So yeah, credit cards, overdrafts, put me into a minus, but now obviously it's catapulted me on my property journey and made me a property millionaire within a few years. So
what did your family, girlfriend, what did they think when you went into debt and joined the academy?
Yeah, well, I didn't really tell anyone at the time. It was like, have I made the right decision? I've spent a lot of money. And then obviously as I started doing more deals, it's like, oh yeah, I did pay X amount for the training. And then everyone's like, well, you know, it's worth it. Look at what you're doing. Look at like how far ahead you are of everyone else that's like where you was a few years ago.
Sometimes you have to be careful who you speak to because rather than telling everyone what you're going to do, because they'll just sometimes hold you back, poop at your dreams.
Yeah.
You just need to go do it.
Yeah.
Go become a property millionaire and then everyone will say, I always believed in you.
Yeah, that's true.
But
man,
if you tell them, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, then it's like, no, it's not going to work. So you've done it. You've become a property millionaire.
Yeah.
And what's your strongest reason why? What's your motivation?
Motivation is like, because I'm from like a council estate and like obviously poverty when I was younger, I always thought, you know, when I get older, I want the best for my son, I want the best for my family, and I want to provide for everyone as well. Like, my mum and dad have done everything for me, and then I want to give back to them sort of now in terms of money, make sure they don't have to work, give the best start in life for my son, and obviously ultimately live the best life for me and my family. So
yeah,
that's my why.
That's amazing, bro. What advice would you give then to someone starting out in property, wanting to become a property millionaire,
yeah,
starting from nothing? What would you say?
My advice would be get educated. So invest in yourself. Like you say numerous times, invest in yourself because you're the best asset you can invest in. Yeah. Property is the second best. So invest in yourself, invest in your training, surround yourself with the right people. Just everything what the academy brings is like, it changes your mindset. It gets you to hang around successful people. Just invest in yourself. I think when I first joined the academy, I had no deals, and I hear everyone talk about deals. I'm like, shit, I've got to start doing what they're doing, or I'm going to be left behind. And
yeah,
so it kind of forces you into getting deals, and you're thinking, well, if they can do it, I can do it. And that's what I would say to everyone as well, is like, if I can do it, then you can do it, because I've started from nothing. I've built it up. I've got to where I am now, and 100%. Anyone can do it.
Because I can remember for ages, you were just the Grimsby boy. You know, yeah, you had this one Grimsby ass. I remember I keep calling you out. I'm like, dude, you need some more deals. You can't just, you know, just keep celebrating that one little house you've done. Come on. And now you've gone on to become a property millionaire. You got. Did you own any houses before joining the academy?
No.
You didn't own any houses?
Didn't own
nothing,
no.
Damn, bro.
Yeah,
damn. That's so cool. How do you manage with these bigger projects? How do you manage builders? Because with buy, refurbish, refinance, mm-hmm, that's one of the trickiest part, knowing how much the refurb's going to be, finding the builders, managing them. How do you do that?
Yeah, so that's kind of what the first house, why I worked on it a lot myself, so I had an idea of what the costs were and how long it would take and stuff like that. But with managing builders, I'd say obviously have stage payments, so don't pay them too much up front, and just keep on top of them. Just make sure you're checking the job regularly, at least. I do mine probably at least worst case once every 2 weeks, but I like to be up there once a week just to make sure that it's going as it should, that I'm paying for something that has been done rather than they've said it's been done. Plenty of phone calls, plenty of communication,
yeah,
make sure the payments are, I always make sure that I pay them properly as well. Like, you know, if it has been done right, pay them properly on time.
Yes. Yeah, reward them.
Yeah, exactly.
And do what you said you were going to do.
Yeah.
If you want the builders to do what they said they were going to do, then you have to do what you said you were going to do. Rather than just trying to be like, how can I find a good builder? No, no, no. How can I be a good client to a builder?
Yeah,
because exactly, there's two ways.
Yeah.
Right? I also know, not because we've spoken about this, but I just know, for you to have become a property millionaire from nothing, from zero to property millionaire in the shortest space of time you've had, using buy, refurbish, refinance, you will have had some freaking nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
Because property is hard.
Yeah.
And buy, refurbish, refinance is hard. Refinancing, dealing with lenders and builders and buying properties is hard. It takes forever to buy a house. I've had sites where I'm trying to get planning permission for like 3 years. Refinances, title deeds. So talk to me a little bit about patience within the business.
Yeah, so you're going to need patience. So obviously you're going to have to, like the property going through, you're going to need patience. Like the B&B took about a year to go through because it was like probate and stuff.
But now you're making $5,000 a month.
Yeah, exactly. But then it's worth it. Do you know what I mean?
So what have you got going on at the moment then? What deals have you got going through at the moment, or things happening in the background?
So yeah, I've got a couple of lease options going through at the moment. I've got another bed and breakfast going through and another HMO going through. So
nice.
I've got a lot going through.
Lease options then. How are you getting landlords and sellers to agree to this?
So one of them that's going through at the moment is a wealthy guy who's got a lot of properties in Grimsby Cleethorpes area, and he's just wants to call it a day, wants to move abroad, sell all his houses and do it the most tax efficiently way possible. So with his HMO, we're going to give him $900 a month rent. We're going to give him about $200,000 for the property, which is what it's on the market for now, but in 7 years time, and then rent each room out at £500 a room. And then we make the profit. So basically what we said to him is like, look, we'll take the property off your hands. You're going to have a sale down the line. So you've not got to worry about anything. And then you can just move abroad whenever you want. And you know that this house is taken care of. And then obviously we've kind of sold it as like, any more properties that you want to give us, like we'll make sure that we'll do a good job so that you're happy. And then any of your other properties that you think would match that sort of criteria that we're giving you, then we can do that further down the line as well.
And where is that property?
It's in Cleethorpes.
Wow. Will you get 500 quid a room in Cleethorpes?
Yeah, it's about 110, 120 a week. So,
damn.
So, yeah.
It's a cheap area, bro.
It is cheap.
How much have you agreed to buy it for in 7 years? 200?
200, yeah.
So how much profit will you make? If you're paying him 900,
yeah,
and then you're renting out room by room, how many rooms?
Five. Yeah.
You're going to have to get a license and everything.
It's already got one.
So how much profit will you make a month?
So we've said conservatively about a grand a month because we're going to manage it ourselves.
If you're getting a grand a month for 7 years,
yeah,
that's 12 grand a year times seven. That's 84 grand.
Yeah.
So in 7 years, you're going to have 84 grand.
Yeah, and a property which should have gone up a lot in value.
Yeah. And then you can use the 84 grand as, you can use part of that money as the deposit.
Yeah.
Buy the property for 200 grand. Problem with people saving up for properties is by the time you've saved up the deposit, the house has gone up in value.
Yeah.
But you're fixing the price now.
Yeah.
Super smart, man. What's it been like working with me?
Oh, it's been amazing, yeah. It's been incredible. It's, like I say, I've probably told you about it 10 times. Like, it's changed my life, like, completely. This time 7 years ago, I was working, like, £6.70 an hour. And now we're talking about, I'll do a deal and make 200 grand in a day. Do you know what I mean? It's crazy. Like, if I knew what I knew now, then I'd have done it years ago. But yeah.
Mate, you've done extremely well. What do you want to be remembered for?
That's a good question. I just want to be remembered for giving back to people. So like I say, I want to elevate people up. So like, I think a lot of it at the minute in say like your council estates or deprived areas is people feel trapped. So just to let them know that, you know, that saving the book, it's just to, look, there's an idea for you, 8 quid, go and buy it, see if it changes something. Just one little thing can change your life. So hopefully me showing people it can be done, just elevating people up really is.
Adam Brock is from a council estate.
Yeah.
What did you think of him winning the eviction?
I think he's a nice guy. I really like Adam, so I'm happy for him. And yeah, I think he's a great guy.
What was your experience of that month in the eviction?
It was grueling, yeah. I mean, obviously I'm disappointed I went out when I did.
I think you went out too early.
Yeah, thank you. But no, like, I've gone into it and I've came out a better person, so it was worth it to me.
Do you believe anybody can be a property millionaire?
Yes and no. So if you have the determination and hard work and you invest in yourself and you get the mindset, then yeah. But if you're gonna mess about and, you know, treat it as a side hustle or something, then no. Like, yeah. Just hit it hard and then yeah, anyone can do it.
Well, Scott, massive congrats on your success. Congrats on your book as well, bro. I need you to sign the copy for me while you're here. Well done. Really proud of you. Cheers, I hope you guys enjoyed the video. Get a copy of Scott's book, Scott Leon's The Be The Best Version Of You. It's on Amazon. Also, come down, meet me. Let's do some training. How much do you cost to get started at a crash course, Scott?
£1.
£1! £1! That's where Scott gets started. What would you say to someone thinking about coming to the crash course?
Do it. Do it. 100% do it. It'll change everything.
£1, change your financial life forever. I'll leave a link in the description. Come meet me, find the city nearest to yourself. If dates are available, they sell out fast, so get booked on now, and we will see you next time.